You're listening to the STC Foundations podcast. This year, as part of our GROW project, we're focusing on the four Gospels, an opportunity Monday to Friday to worship and pray as we reflect on a thought from the Bible.
Thursday the 6th of June. Hi everyone, it's Mick here. Welcome to Thursday's podcast. We hope you're finding these podcasts an encouragement in your daily walk with Jesus. If so, we would love to encourage you to pass them on to your friends, family or a colleague. It's easy, as I said, on Monday through our website or iTunes. Or why not post something on Facebook or Instagram, those of you who are into social media. Share the podcast blessing and so share the gospel. It really is evangelism 101. We continue with our theme this week of conversations, reflecting on the interaction Jesus has with various people to see what we can learn about how we can live out and share our faith today. Today's reading is John 5, 31 to 47, and our focus on memory verse 39, says this: "These are the scriptures that testify about me." Today's reading is a very challenging reading, and it's a continuation of yesterday. And Jesus is going deeper into his conversation with the Jewish leaders. So who are these Jewish leaders they're often referred to? Well, the nearest equivalent we've got today would be senior church leaders and politicians, the kind of bishops and members of parliament and top civil servants of Jesus' day. It's a deep and challenging conversation, as I said, but one which can help us really understand Jesus, because it answers the question, is Jesus really who he says he is? Now, you've got to imagine yourself in a court of law, and these Jewish leaders are questioning Jesus. And so he brings forward four witnesses who will support his case that he, Jesus, is God. Okay, the first witness is a person. He refers, verses 31 to 35, to John the Baptist, who came to testify about Jesus. And since that time, millions and millions of real persons, people, can truly say that Jesus is who he says he is, the Son of God. I am one of them, and you listening to this podcast are one of them, so well done. The second witness is the work of Jesus, verse 36, when he talks about the work the Father has given him to do. This testifies, he says, that the Father has sent me. Witness number three is God himself, verse 37. The Father who sent me has himself testified concerning me. First witness, a person. Second witness, the work of Jesus. Third witness, God himself. And the final witness Jesus calls is the Bible. Remember the phrase at the beginning? These are the scriptures that testify about me. The Bible is about Jesus. It always points us to him and how we can have a relationship with him. If we don't see that, then reading the Bible becomes boring and irrelevant and hard work. But when we do see this, the scriptures become a manual for how we live our lives and develop our relationship with Jesus. John, in his gospel, often refers to the new life that Jesus brings. Eternal life, he calls it. He mentions that in verse 39. And actually, the Bible verse that really stirred my life many years ago and brought me to Jesus was John chapter 10, verse 10. Jesus says, "I have come that you may have life, life in abundance." What about you? I wonder if you have a Bible verse or a passage or a Bible story that God has used to help you see that Jesus is who he says he is. Have a think about it, and if so, write it down, because God may well use that verse or passage or story and you to bring others to Jesus. Jesus is saying in this conversation that, look, here's the evidence. Here are the four truths that witness to the fact that I'm the Son of God. And as we read the rest of the conversation, we then see that some people still will not accept this, verses 42 to 46. But, you know, many have, including me and you. So again, well done. You have chosen the right and godly path in life. So be encouraged. Jesus has this conversation primarily with doubters and skeptics. They challenged him in a big way, but he was sure in who he was and that he had been sent to change the world, and that many, in the years and decades and now centuries since, would answer the call to follow him into this new way of life. So, as you listen to these words, hear this truth today. Do not worry about what other people think about you and your faith. Do not let the doubts of others about God and his kingdom change your faith in Jesus. We live in a culture today where many people are suspicious and even skeptical about faith. But hey, there are still many, many people of peace, the Bible calls them, who are looking for a new godly way to live. In fact, they are looking for Jesus. And today, you and I, we can meet with Jesus afresh. And whatever this day and the days to come hold, we can know with absolute certainty that Jesus Christ is who he says he is. Because the witnesses are clear, the evidence is certain, and because of this, today we can enjoy his full and his overflowing life. Here's a prayer for today. Lord, thank you for the Bible. Thank you for this amazing conversation we have read today. Thank you that you are the source of new life. Fill me with this new life today. Amen. John 5:31-47. If I testify about myself, my testimony is not true. There's another who testifies in my favour, and I know that his testimony about me is true. You have sent to John, and he has testified to the truth. Not that I accept human testimony, but I mention it that you may be saved. John was a lamp that burned and gave light, and you chose for a time to enjoy his light. I have a testimony weightier than that of John. For the works that the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I'm doing, testify that the Father has sent me. And the Father who has sent me has himself testified concerning me. You've never heard his voice, nor seen his form, nor does his word dwell in you, for you do not believe the one he sent. You study the scriptures diligently, because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me. Yet you refuse to come to me to have life. I do not accept glory from human beings, but I know you. I know that you do not have the love of God in your hearts. I have come in my Father's name, and you do not accept me. But if someone else comes in his own name, you will accept him. How can you believe, since you accept glory from one another, but do not seek the glory that comes from God only? But do not think I will accuse you before the Father. Your accuser is Moses, on whom your hopes are set. If you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote about me. But since you do not believe what he wrote, how are you going to believe what I say? This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. I love your voice. You have led me through the fire. In darkest nights, You are close like no other. I've known you as a father. I've known you as a friend. And I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing of the goodness of God. Your goodness is running after me. Your goodness is running after me. Running after me with a life laid down and surrendered now. I give you everything. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me. God, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. I will sing of the goodness of God.